Okay, so the next section we're going to be about getting started, where we're going to look at the first three tools and how it works, but we're not going to do it in the order. That's on the website. I'll let Andrew have it. Just tell us about that. It's another 10 minutes, so warning at 5 and a 1 minute warning at 9 and time at 10, please. Andrew, all yours. Thank you so much.
Okay, getting started relates in a way to feeling helpless. And it's called really hitting a bottom. There's a term called pain is a touchstone of spiritual recovery. Now, in the mining days in Wyoming, in Nebraska, back in the 1860s, you'd have these guys mining for gold. And the touchstone was an assaying instrument, which allowed people to know whether the gold was genuine or not. So when Bill Wilson wrote that, basically what he was saying is that pain is the touchstone of spiritual recovery, meaning that's the stone, that's the experiential stone you have to touch in which to recover. So we have to touch a little pain to recover, or else why commit to a fellowship? I mean, why commit to any fellowship unless you have hit bottom? And you know that you really hit bottom if you stop digging. We want to hit bottom, then we feel, oh my God, I feel some pain. Because without pain, why do we commit to going to any 12-step fellowship? One day a week, 3 days a week, every week, once a week. Why do we do that? We have to do it because we have come to believe in step one that we were powerless over whatever addiction it is. In this case, under-earning. Now, we may not understand even what under-earning is. When I basically had to do a presentation, UA was based on a sales call, and I had to really explain to them what under-earning was from my standpoint. And the speech was, we can under-earn in a cashless economy through living in a very deprivational way. We don't need money to under-earn. And I gave an example of people living on an island who didn't have this addiction, and they had plenty of fruit, fish. They had a nice little place with a little look over the ocean, where the under-earner was living in a little dark hole in the shade of the mountain. Had one rotten fish and a couple of, you know, mangoes that had seen better days. So it was really one of the first things we focused on is, why are you walking around with holes in your underwear? And that was one of the jokes where we're going to have an underwear inspector going over to people's houses and seeing whether they have holy underwear. And the reason why is because, of course, less than our struggleaholic misery maven, and that's seeking out the experiential theater of deprivation as a life model. And that's how subtle and devastating this addiction is. How do we get started? Well, you know, people always are talking about time recording. Well, time recording is we must be conscious of how we spend our time. We keep a written record to increase awareness and support our focus on goals and the actions required to achieve them. And people over the last 15 years have always come in, and you can always tell it's a newcomer because they want to keep track of their time perfectly. They want to do it exactly as the gospel according to Hoyle. Not that I know what the gospel according to Hoyle is, but they want to keep track of how long it took for them to feed Squiggy the parrot, or, you know, Flippy the goldfish, and how long did it take to walk to the kitchen and put the, you know, seed in the goldfish tank. And that type of madness is the disease saying, we don't want you to recover in this fellowship. We know what you're doing, and we want to trip you up. The cunning and baffling satanic face of perfectionism. And in all my years of doing this, one thing is true, that if you show me somebody who is trying to be a perfectionist, I'll show you someone who had a monster father or a monster mother, or a parent that was emotionally unavailable, or a parent that was into drugs or in some type of coma. And so the kid tried to be perfect, to not be hit, not yelled at, or at least have the parent pay half-assed attention to them. So perfectionism is an evil force, and again, that's my opinion. So the time recording is not about being done perfectly, it's being done enthusiastically, because the word enthusiasm in its prefix means to be with God. that word is ethos, to be with God. So time recording, we want to, you know, keep track of it in a very relaxed way. So, for example, let's divide the day into business. Thank you. We have business. Keep track of when you began the business, when you ended it. Recreation, when did it start, when did it end? Television, self-care, let's say going to the gym, that could be self-care, it could be recreation, it doesn't matter. It's like knowing at the end of the day how many hours did I spend on earning money, how many spend hours on doing service, how many hours did I spend on doing vision, like writing a book, playing the violin, how many hours did I do in service, 12-step meetings, sponsees. And know at the end of the day, you know, 5 hours here, 3 hours there, 2 hours there, and that's one day. So it can be done with this, you don't have to have an app, it can be done with just loose leaf paper. When did it begin? When did it start? Basic categories, business, vision, recreation, self-care, service. And I know I'm going to get questions on that later. Meetings. We attenuate meetings regularly to share our experience, strength, and hope in order to help ourselves to recover from under-earning or compulsive hiding or getting into our stinking museum space. Because at meetings, we get a, we help do the maintenance of our recovery. We, you know, we're never cured of any addiction, no matter what the addiction is. We have to keep coming back and go to meetings and listen, and thank God to Zoom, because in a way, it shrinks the world, and we can go into meetings in the UK or Russia or wherever they have a Zoom meeting and listen. You know, we have two ears and one mouth, so we've got to listen twice as good as we talk. Sponsorship. We actively seek sponsorship with someone who has worked the 12 steps in UA and is willing to guide us in our recovery. A sponsor is not, again, for people, I don't know how many people who have never been to a 12-step meeting, so I'm going to start really basic. A sponsor is a person who, he's not giving you money, he's not necessarily your friend, he's not your mother, he's not your father. He's basically a person who is a tour guide through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous that we certainly in the 12-step world have used for every fellowship under the sun. So the sponsor will share with you his or her experiences with a specific addiction, in this case compulsive hiding. And when you do step 4 and 5 and talk about resentments and fears, the sponsor will, you know, ask you if you understand those steps, and he'll share or she will share some experiences that he or she had with those steps, and basically create a healthy tour guide experience through the 12 steps. I sponsor people every day because it breathes new life into me. So to keep what we have to give it away. And so when I give my energy to a sponsee, I'm strengthening my recovery. If I kept it to myself, it would begin to fade very quickly. So we have time recordings, we have meetings, and we have sponsorship. What does that ultimately produce? A new consciousness. Albert Einstein said we can't solve our problems with the same consciousness that created it. Now, consciousness is not rooted into the intellect. It's manifested into the intellect, but it's ultimately rooted to the spiritual condition of a human being. The consciousness to walk past a liquor store is not intellectually rooted. That's maintained the spiritual condition not to use. The consciousness to ask someone for help in terms of pricing for a project or going to a networking event is, again, that's spiritually based. So all consciousness as its common denominator is based on the spiritual condition of the human being, then manifested through the intellect, after it's manifested through the intellect, and it goes then into action of what you do and what you don't do, and that's the consciousness thing. So, yeah, a couple of questions.